Is that bad?
Okay.
I like New Year's. How about you? Man. Everybody say the word direction.
Direction.
Say it one more time, direction.
Direction.
Okay. We don't need your boat back there. We need some help down here. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say beginnings.
Beginning.
This is the beginning of the year, right? New beginning. Everybody say new beginning.
New beginning.
We usually find out where do we start. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Verse 15. How many are tired of hearing about sin? How many haven't heard about sin lately? You gotta roll, you can roll, yeah. How many are tired of hearing about sin? Everybody say sin.
Sin.
Wow. Everybody say sin.
Sin.
And lying and all this stuff that destroys things. But in Genesis chapter 15, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, it says this, and the Lord took the man, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That's a deep scripture for the beginning year. And I've read this over and over and over again, and reading this and this opening, man, it's opening up some stuff to me. Somebody said, that's deep, isn't it? What I like about, somebody say, God commanded. Before this scripture can mean anything to you, you're going to have to get a revelation. Everybody needs to have this revelation for this teaching to mean anything to them whatsoever. And that revelation is, there is a God.
Amen.
Everybody say it.
There is
a God.
A God.
I'm absolutely certain that there is a God.
Amen.
Can't make it without him.
Amen.
Wouldn't want to live without him.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen for himself. And God commanded, said, listen, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely. Everybody say freely.
Freely.
Everybody say freely.
Freely.
You know, free. Everybody say, you've got free will. You've got a choice. You're free to do whatever you want to do. You're free to be whoever you want to be. But God said, listen, freedom. He said, listen, you're free to eat whatever you want in this thing. But of the tree of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat. Some say, when you're trying to live. So many people are looking for direction for their lives and trying to find answers. And we usually live off of what we eat and what we take in. Everybody wants to know something. We all want to prove ourselves to be so smart that we can find our own way. You know what? We're not as bright as we think we are. It takes God to help us out. Ever say knowledge of good and evil? God wants to be there for you. He can look at things, you know. He can look everything, you know. Everything that glitters isn't gold. This year is year 2003. It's a brand new year, and there are lots of people that are looking at this new year. It's a tree. It's going to bring about a lot of stuff. But you know what? We don't know. God knows. Tomorrow you're going to be making decisions, and some stuff are going to be coming to you, and you're having to make some choices. And we need the governing power of God over our lives to discern good and evil for us. We think that just evil's being just mean. We think that evil's just doing wrong stuff all the time. We think that that's all that evil is, or just being wicked or condemned. But wicked is just being off the track or off the plan of God for your life. So said the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Many people get off into wrong things, amen, because they think they can make decisions without God. They think that they're able to discern good from evil. Amen? You know, we don't have to live life like it's The Price is Right. You know, they had to get up there, and there were several doors up there, and they could choose any door, and behind the door there'd be a prize, and behind one of the doors there'd be some junk. And that's how many people live lives, all of these decisions. Some say choices. He said, listen, all these other things you can eat, but of this tree, the tree, you better let me tell you what's good for you, because I can see down the road. How many say direction? I think that's one of the things that God is using this tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, why God is saying that, because I think that has to do with, amen, discernment and decisions. Of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou mayest not eat, for in the day that you eat it, I tell you what, you will surely die. Some say die. There are a lot of people living dead. Dreams die, visions die, hope dies, purposes die. Why? Because wrong decisions and wrong choices, and people think that they in themselves are able to discern good from evil without the power of God in their life. God said, the moment that you think that you know it all, amen, you will surely die. Everybody say Holy Spirit. This is a Holy Ghost meeting, and in the Holy Ghost meeting, we usually learn about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our helper, our guide, and He will reveal things to us, and He will show us things to come that we don't have to make mistakes. So say, curse. The real curse that happened in the Garden of Eden when they got in trouble was they lost the voice of God. And they lost the place of God, amen, because they wanted to do things their own way. God said, and they chose to believe somebody else. For in the day that you eat it, you will surely die. Some say death. I said earlier that this year I perceive that there are a lot of people that are going to be making decisions. Careless decisions kill us. Amen. Everybody say, the first lie. The Bible says that the devil is the father of all lies. And if I were going to say anything about tonight, I want us to discern the first lie that the devil gave us. Amen? And in Genesis chapter 3, it says this. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat, neither shall you touch it. Some say the devil. Say it again, the devil. The devil will always get you off by trying to get you to question what God said. Devil wants to help you make wrong decisions. Wants to help you second guess God. I'm going to say the Satan. Notice the devil always gets it. When Jesus called that one disciple a devil, said, get behind me, Satan. Told that disciple because Jesus knew what the will of God was for his life. And that disciple turned around and said, Lord, don't let that happen to you. Oh, no, no. And Jesus turned around and looked at that one disciple that was trying to get him off from a good will. It might have looked bad to everybody else. Death on a cross looks real bad. Persecution looks real bad. Being whipped looks real bad. Being taken captive looks real bad. But Jesus was able to look beyond things that may appear to be very bad for us and see the good behind it. But the devil wanted him to second guess what his father said. And he turned around and saw that devil. Amen. He saw that person that was trying to get him off track for what was in his life. And he said, get behind me, Satan, for you don't savor the things that be of God. So he said, the devil doesn't care one bit about God's plan for your life. He doesn't believe in it. He doesn't want you to follow it. And he's going to do whatever he can do to get you off track from what God's speaking to your heart. But you can't let him do it. And the woman said unto him, we may eat. And she started to debate with the devil. She said, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Everybody say, the first recorded lie in the Bible. The first lie that the devil ever told mankind is this: ye shall not surely die. Someone say, the devil. You can catch the devil. He's saying the same lie today. People do whatever they want to do with their life. Live any kind of way they want to, even though God's knocking at their door and say, hey, go this way. And they say, no, I know what to do. I've eaten from the tree to discern both the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So I can make my own mind up, my own decision. I can discern what's best for me. Only I know. And the devil says, you just keep on making those little decisions from your limited base knowledge. You're not going to die from a dumb decision. It's not going to affect you spiritually. There are so many people that listen to the devil just for a short time and get in agreement with him because the devil says, listen, go down this path just a little bit. Get off course just a little bit. You know why? Because you won't die. It won't affect you. Nothing will happen. There will be no consequences to what you do whatsoever. Even though God says it, alter it, and you won't die. Someone say, the first lie. See, the Satan is a liar, and you can find out his lie and catch him every time. How many want to get back to where God wants you to be? Amen. And we can see how the devil got us out of the place that God prepared for us, a place where we had everything made for us. And all of a sudden, the devil got in there and said, listen, think about it just for a moment. Open your mind up. Don't you have a brain? Amen. Maybe you're smarter than me, but it's been my experience. I can be as dumb as a doorknob. Nobody knows what the future holds but God. And I need his direction on my life to make smart decisions, wise decisions. And usually he says is right. Somebody say, not usually, what he says always is right. Amen? It's always good and it's always right. Even though we don't understand his past, even though we don't understand his plan. Why can't we eat it? Every other tree is good. Why can't we have this tree? Even though God withholds some stuff from us that we don't understand. Why can't I touch? Why can't everybody else can do this? Why can't I do it? I can look at my life, and I'm sure some of you can look at, how many of you got some things that God's got going on in your life? Maybe where you decided to go to Bible school or your education. Maybe some of the decisions you've asked God, you just felt a wooing on the inside of your heart. Say, hey, you need to go this way. And even though in common sense, if you had made another decision, it might appear to be a little bit smarter. Maybe if I had gotten into another career where you could work less and make more. Amen. Everybody else can jump into this business and jump into that business. What about me? Even though God may appear to limit us or restrict us from things at time, he knows best. Somebody say amen. You're free to have whatever you want. You're free to do whatever you want to, but only get into what God has for you because he knows what's good. Somebody say praise the Lord. He said, you shall not surely die. You need to hear this message. And I know it's late tonight. It's just a small group here. But this is important. There are a lot of people that need to hear this. And maybe some of them aren't here tonight. Maybe they got some other things going on in their life. But maybe some of them are not here tonight or not where God wants them to be. Maybe because maybe they received a lie and say, hey, don't worry about it. It won't affect you. Nobody else goes to church as much as you do. Nobody else does all that other stuff, and they're making it just fine. You'll be fine. You know what I've learned? This last year was probably one of the worst years spiritually, amen, that I've ever had. Because you know what? The devil will get to us and say, you know what? Cut some of this stuff back. It won't affect you. Surely you won't die. God didn't tell anybody else that. What are you going to spend all that time for? One of the things that the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, somebody say, the Word of God, reading through the New Testament. For me. Somebody say, for me. Maybe not for you, but for me, reading through it once a month. That discipline. The Lord just said, just do that and pray and worship every day. That's all He wants out of me. Somebody said, that's my tree. That I must do those things. But you know what? We can make decisions and say, you know what? That's kind of crazy. That's 3 hours a day. That's 3 hours a day. Nobody else really doing it. That's a bunch of rules and regulations and all this other stuff. And nobody else is doing it. Maybe not so. Maybe we can change it just a little bit. The devil says, it won't affect you. Surely you won't die. But you know what I discern? Missing out on what I know it's God for me. Amen. The fire of the Holy Spirit. His presence, His voice may not be as clear as what it should be. Amen. You know what I've learned? Never to listen to the devil. Amen. Do what God says do. Amen. And you'll live. He said, for God doth know. See, that's the second lie. Somebody say the second lie. The first lie is He said, you won't die. And then the second lie was, He said, for God doth know. You know what? The Bible says nobody knows the mind of God. We do a lot of dumb stuff and we think we can get away with a lot of stuff and we can call our own shots and do whatever we feel like doing because God understands. So we say we've already got Him figured out. We know His next move and we know what it's all about. The devil lied and he tried to get them to do the wrong thing thinking for God. His ways are beyond our ways. His plans are beyond our ways. God says, listen, I have a plan for you, a plan to bless you, give you a hope for a future. Amen? His ways are good. And you're not going to understand every plan of God for you. The only thing you got to know is that it's good and it's going to get you to where He wants you to be, and that's a great place. Even though you don't understand it. Amen? We can figure it out later on. Amen? For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you will be as gods, knowing good and evil. Somebody say, your eyes will be open. You know, that's what the devil said. He says, you want your eyes wide open. Somebody say, nosy. You ever just worked over something to where you just completely messed it up? Looked into stuff that wasn't even there. Sometimes you get in relationships and you get in more arguments than you need to be getting into because you're just looking into stuff, trying to find something that's not really there. No, that's what you meant. So say, your eyes will be open. There are a lot of people that can't walk because they see so much junk. They're paralyzed to where they can't go forward. All they see is mess because their eyes are open. The Bible says we walk, amen, by faith and not by what? We don't walk by what we see in the natural. Because there's some things you're going to see that might make you feel intimidated. It might make you say the wrong thing when you're believing the best about somebody and all of a sudden something wrong happens and you might want to change your confession. So say, then your eyes will be open because you really know what the real deal is. I'm on to you. How many of you are messing up your life because your eyes are open? Amen? You're seeing things that God doesn't even see. You might be seeing sins. You might be seeing hang-ups. You might be seeing difficulties. So then your eyes will be open. Boy, I'm tired of being scared. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of not stepping out because I see stuff. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many of you want to walk by faith?
Amen.
To where you're not moved by what you feel and you're not moved by what you see?
Amen.
Somebody say, let's get back. Are you getting anything from this? I think this is a good thing for the new year to realize the devil's lies. The devil's trying to tell you, listen, if you don't have to listen to God, you don't have to follow the Holy Spirit, you don't have to do any of those things, you won't die, you'll make it. You won't have any kind of quality life. For Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No man comes to the Father but by me. Then your eyes will be open, knowing good and evil. Some said, the devil. Turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. You're about to get out of here. Amen. Genesis, I just want to get this on the inside of you, because there are certain people, I want you to check some stuff out, and there are some people that are living that way today. You can tell the devil's on the back door of their life because they're walking out their salvation. Amen? They don't walk it out with fear and trembling because the devil's lied to them and said, hey, surely you won't die. Once saved, always saved. The devil said, surely you won't die. God said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, you will die. Some say, God said you will die. If you live this way, you'll die. You won't have a quality life. Some say, how many want to stop death in its tracks? You know what? When we started out in ministry and doing certain things, amen, we just walked by faith. We didn't know anything. We had to depend on God because we knew we didn't know anything. Amen. So we had to follow the Holy Ghost. Whatever he said, do. We just did it. But after a little bit, we got wise and we got smart. Amen. We started to learn from experience. Amen. Death starts to occur. The devil's trying to tell you won't die, but you'll know. Turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Some say sin. Say it again, sin. See, the devil wants to get you off track. And that's all sin is. It's on the wrong path for you. All you have to do to live for God is listen to what he's saying. Not to just what I'm saying, but try to find out where the Holy Spirit's trying to take you, where God's trying to take you, and walk down that path and say, hey, I'm going to end up in a great place. Look at the good things that happened in some of your lives already because you just heard the Holy Spirit maybe a couple of times and didn't make a split-second decision. And God was able to give you a little bit better life. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says this, for the wages of sin, someone say the wages of sin, is death. Surely you won't die, the devil said. Everybody say the wages of sin is death. The word of God said it. God himself said it. If you do these things, surely you'll die. Paul backs it up in the New Testament. He says, you know what? The wages of sin still is death. And the devil's still trying to tell people, surely you won't die. Do whatever you feel like doing. We have to follow the direction of the Holy Ghost for our lives. But the gift, someone say the gift of God. What is the gift? Who's given us the promise or the gift of the Holy Spirit? Sin, death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And what is life? Life in the Spirit. Someone say the Holy Spirit. But the gift of God, he's promised to give you the gift. The gift. Someone say it's a gift. You didn't deserve it. You didn't earn it. You didn't have to work for it. All of a sudden you were missing it. And all of a sudden Jesus did something that God might be able to live in your heart. And he gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit. So that you don't have to be stuck in your head anymore. And if you follow the gift of the Spirit inside your heart, you'll have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Last scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 13. People want you to slack up, slim up. I'm not ready to slack up. I'm not ready to slim up. I'm tired of listening to people that think they know it all. People that have acquired a taste for knowledge of good and evil, of what they think it is. Amen. I'm tired of going around people like that. Amen. Always trying to get, they've never heard God. Don't reverence God whatsoever. Always trying to find a way to get out of what God says. Some of them don't even believe in prophecy anymore. Well, God's really leading me in this way. They don't care. They don't believe that God really even speaks that way anymore. They don't care. They don't care whether you stay on the plan of God for your life or not. They've already missed it. Misery loves company. They're off the track and they're trying to get you off the track too. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. And this is why we did this tonight. Someone say, Holy Ghost night. Help to get us out of what the devil got us into. To get us out of what the devil got us into. The only way to get back into the garden Some say sin. We're going to find out some things. We're going to be talking about this for a while. What sin does to us when we get, what, how you can tell if you're in sin or not. Not just by your habits, amen, but one of the ways that you can tell whether you're off track or whether you're really sinning. A minute after they sinned, the first thing they did, they hid. Some say, hide. Say it again, hide. When they sinned, they hid from God. You can tell whether you're on the right track or not. Amen? Are you shortchanging? What are you shortchanging? God can bless you. Amen? I got to look at those things in my life too. There are doors opening and opportunities may appear to be coming. Amen? But I don't want an opportunity that might cause me to hide myself from God. Amen? What do you mean, hide yourself from God? I don't want to get so busy, amen, that I don't fulfill His call on my life, amen? That's first and foremost for me. If it's 9 to 12, that's what I want to be. Somebody say, amen, I'm not going to hide from God in 9 to 12. If it's being there for you when you got something, amen, being full of the Spirit, amen, and being free so I don't have a bunch of stuff going in the back of my head, amen. If you can't sense the Holy Spirit in your life, His presence, you can't hear His voice clearly. Amen. You can't find God. Amen. Or you're trying to dodge messages. Holy Spirit knocks on your heart or comes and tries to convict you or something. Amen. He doesn't want to condemn you, but every once in a while, the Holy Spirit is there to convict you. But if you're dodging good messages and dodging things, escaping calls, escaping leadings and promptings of the Holy Spirit. That's hiding. Hiding is an indication that there's sin. For if we live after the flesh, let me say the flesh, ye shall die. Let me say flesh and spirit. Jackie was telling us tonight that she goes to ORU. And in ORU, they talk about the three-dimensional man. Amen? Is it three or four that y'all... Amen? Three. Spirit, soul, and body. Some say hallelujah. There's flesh. Some say flesh. We have got to learn about the flesh. And you've got to learn to get out of the flesh and get into the Spirit. If you live after the flesh. That's what that thing, when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of both good and evil, amen, the flesh totally took over. They were, from that point on, they were dominated by the flesh. They couldn't hear the voice of God. They couldn't follow the word of God, amen, because all they saw is they were, everything they saw, amen, affected their decision. Bible says if you live after the flesh, you'll die. And when your eyes are wide open, you're tempted. Amen? Usually what you look at is what you get. If you get off in a bunch of junk, you know what's going to happen. Somebody say flesh. If you live after what your eyes see all the time, with all the stuff on TV today, pornography all over the internet, if you want to see all the junk that's around you, you know what? If you live after the flesh, everything that you see in the natural people, surely you'll die. But if you live through the Spirit, somebody say, but if you live through. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, somebody say, put it back. You will live. Amen. How many want to live this year?
Amen.
How many want to live this year?
Amen.
Amen. First of all, don't ever think, amen, that the decisions you make won't affect the life that you have in Christ. If you want to live in Christ, you want to have the quality of life that God says you should have. His presence manifests in your life. How many want to make it? Amen. You've got to mortify the deeds of the flesh so you might be able to live. So we say hallelujah. Do you enjoy that tonight? Do you enjoy it? Amen. Did you understand it? Amen. Somebody say,
the devil's
first lie. First time the devil spoke, book of Genesis, first statement he made, and the first statement he made was a lie. And the first statement the devil said was, surely you won't die. Amen? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Some say, work out your salvation. Which fear? Reverential fear and trembling. Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect? Some say, neglect. So great a salvation. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your power, for your might. Take us back to the place, Father, where we can hear you clearly, we can experience you. Amen. Where we can obey your voice. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you. Father, get us back to the place to where Adam and Eve, they would hear you walking in the cool of the day. You're still there, God. Lord, if there be anyone that's in hiding in any way, in any area of their life, Father God, call them out and help them. Let them know they just don't have to make decisions based on what they have in their head. Their knowledge and their discernment is definitely limited, but you're the God that knows all things. You are omniscient, the all-knowing God. And you'll help us if we'll just listen to you. Let your eyes become our eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We get to be here on Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Y'all act like you're happy, and then we'll get to talk about how sin separates us. Amen. Glory to God. What'd you do on Friday night? Went and heard about sin. Amen.